whether it be Tom and his fall, whether it be Linda and her despair, whether it be Deb in her miracle, whether it be Mary and Jim in signs and wonders against cancer and against every force that tried to rise up against them, whether it be the enemy tried to take the leadership and take us down, but God, we're not down, and we are actually, we're up higher than we've ever been, Lord, because we can go and we can be in that heavenly places with you. We are born of God. We are born to live a life full of the God of heaven and earth. I thank you for praise. I thank you for worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you. I was reading something. I'm just going to have to read that before we shut this down in the realm of praise and worship. Where was that at? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shandarabasa. God is bringing you to a place of praise through wild and crazy praise. That is going to praise you to your next moment. You are, if you only knew the power of praise, if you only knew the power of worship, if you will open your mouth, God will bring you through because of your praise. Your praise becomes a warfare. Your praise becomes a weapon. Out of it, God is going to bring you great, great victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you just go ahead and raise your hands. Hallelujah. The praise, the worship, the adoration of who God is and what he's doing and who he is. Hallelujah. That's God. Amen. And he said if we do it, looks like every other force is going to get whipped up. And I don't mind that. I don't mind winning. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. If you can sit, you can stand, you can lay if you need to be. Good to see you, Tom. Hallelujah. Don't want you jumping around too much. No 20-foot stuff. Hallelujah. We had a great, fantastic miracle. Tom went down. Ben work is a dangerous work. A lot of people in the church have worked that type of deal, but he went down and God protected him and guided him. And there was a lot of broken bones and different things that went on, but you know what? We don't stop the God of heaven and earth. And there was enough prayer. I could feel so much prayer. I took a little bit of it myself because I needed a little bit of myself too, Tom. And it's good to have you here. Good to have your family here. Good to have, this is your family here, because I know everyone just laid it down and said, we're praying. And the ministers in the house appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you, praise and worship team. That was fantastic. Wow. Get any better than that? You know, I know that everyone's looking for the rapture, but that's about as close as you get to the rapture, man. I'm about ready to go out, but I think that God has some great things for us in the next season of time, and we will be raptured into a much glorious thing than we've ever known or ever seen. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, so we have an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God with our tithes, with our offerings, and so with that thought, if you're making out a check, you can make it to the community church, and God bless you in your giving. Amen? Amen. So good to see you. So good to have a service. I was going, man, hallelujah. It's good to be in church. All right. So, how many miracles have we had this summer? Go ahead and raise your hands, whether it be the kids. Have you seen miracles in your parents' life? Have they seen miracles in your life? A lot of miracles going on, Frank. I mean, a lot of miracles. And you know what? In the last year and a half, I have witnessed the powerful miracles that God has sent here. So in this offering, we offer it to the Lord in miracles, signs, and wonders, and continual things that God is doing on the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Come, Jeff, thank you so very much. You standing there keeps me in remembrance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're making out a check, make it payable to the community church. God bless you in your giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's absolutely true. Okay, next Saturday night, we are planning to have a gathering here for the kids. We haven't got it all figured out, but we're going to get it all figured out, and it's going to be good. It's going to be covered, and we do have some work in that department, but it'll be a good thing. Amen? And, of course, we have our fall conference coming up, which there's so much potential. You know, I went on Zoom with Darlene Smith. This was, when was it? Was that in August? Yeah, that was in August. And because we couldn't get to Canada, we couldn't get to Africa, we couldn't get to, we did get to Panama. And actually, with Jose and Betsy in Panama on that. And so we got to speak to them. And so I just want you to know that we are outreaching to every known source that we have had, whether it be in another country and stuff, and we'll have it sometime during that conference. And it'll be a conference in-house, and also probably our big deal will be on the Zoom deal, and hopefully we will be doing it in this facility right here. All right? Okay. Sounds like you're all excited. Yes. Praise the Lord. Well, it's been a pretty crazy time for a lot of us. Thank God for miracles, signs, and wonders. And we have to understand that without God, we're in trouble. And this world that we live in without God is in trouble. And we are the light of the world. And I was thinking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and the power that has been given to us as the believers of God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It's phenomenal. It's mind-blowing. And this last season of time, I had a season of sanctuary time, isolation time, thoughts of saying, what in the world is going on? Times of prayer with having Tom fall like that, understanding Linda and Danny going through times to almost death, and yet God called them back. We've had times with Mary and Jim the last season of time against cancer, and cancer does not rule, it does not reign, it bows to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in Jesus' name. Deb was given pretty much a sentence of go and die, but you know what? There's no dying in God, amen? It's only life, life more abundantly, and God said, you're gonna live and not die. And dying isn't the worst thing. In fact, it'd probably be the best thing when you're ready for it. Amen. But if God hasn't sent you home, then you're here. You're home. And I appreciate you so very much, the body of Christ, and the many miracles that have been accomplished in these days that we live in. The greatest days that we have are before us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know that there's been I know the report, but I know the report of the Lord. And so every day you can hear the report of man, but I want to hear the report of the Lord, that I'm healed, that I'm whole, that Jesus Christ has and will and does make the difference in all of our lives. Amen. In our families' lives, kids are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood has not lost its power. Every working that God did on the cross is still available to us today. Not yesterday, last week, or last month, or last year. It's today. It's the now season. And you know what? We're coming into the next season, which in this next season will be our conference, and it's called Next. And I don't know what's going to go on next, but I know that it's going to be powerful. And if God is the author and the finisher of it, it'll be great. It'll be overwinning and over the greatest thing that's ever happened in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for praying for Sandra, Jacob, myself, our family. We've fought the good fight, but God's been every inch, every time, that we said, well, throw the towel in. No, we're not throwing the towel in. We're getting up and we're running the race in Jesus' name, amen. And so maybe the greatest thing that I had this season of time was the season of thoughts of prayer. And I was thinking about prayer and you know how important it is. And there's been seasons that we've went through, and of course, when you need that season of prayer, when you need that time, you call on it and it becomes available to you. And all the people that are praying, it becomes available to you to pray for a person in need or persons in need. Wow. And I think maybe it's the most powerful thing that Christians can have is to be able to say, I can pray to the God of heaven and earth. And especially when you're in, you know, like if you're in a little deal, okay, well, you know, I had a struggle this morning. But when it's the major deal, when it's a life and death situation, and you start praying, God starts answering with angels, signs, wonders from above that blows our mind. Amen? And that's the God I feel like I've been with. Like when you can have 20 days of isolation. I don't think I've ever went through anything like that before. That you've just been isolated, man. And so prayer. And I was thinking, understanding the purpose and the power of prayer. It's an important thing to understand the purpose and the power of prayer. It's an important thing to understand the purpose and the power of prayer. When we pray, something happens. When we call upon God, something happens. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, I was thinking, you're in our prayers. Have you ever had somebody say that besides yourself? We're in, you know, I mean, you're in our prayers. You know what? Sometimes I've said that, especially as a minister, you get a lot of that because they call you usually to get prayer. And of course, the easy thing to say, well, you're in our prayers. It's almost a cliche that you're in our prayers. But you know what? We have to have more than a cliche or more than a saying that you're in our prayers. Because prayer is much more powerful than that. That's what's so great about it. Prayer is so much more powerful than that. And you know what? When you pray and when you address anything, here on earth, wow, here on earth, it's recorded in heaven. That's so powerful. You see, so well, God's in heaven and Jesus is left and the Holy Spirit is somewhere. And no, that thing is an enacted covenant from the New Testament that they are with us and they're breaking through for us. And God will not leave us or forsake us. He's with us continuously in Jesus' name. So it's not a cliche or saying, hey, you know what? We can probably get by. anything you do. And I've done this for basketball players, football players, anyone that's playing something. I said, you know what? It's not cheating praying. And you could say, well, you know what? I don't want to have an advantage over people because I've been praying. I said, that is your advantage, is that you've been praying. Amen? Yes. And whether it be a basketball, football, whether it be a hockey game, man, I'd be praying, I'd be prophesying, I'd be telling the other people, don't worry, we're coming through. Because it gives great joy, great understanding. And when you come against a positive attitude, then you are adding to the problems on planet Earth. And if this winter is going to be a long and deadly and death winter. Well, you know what? That's just a bunch of baloney. It's a negative thought. We will rise up. We will be the men and women of God. We will confess the word of God. We will come with all power and authority. And Jesus will win over everything that we encounter in Jesus' name. That's a good place to be. Amen. And you say, hey, you know what? I don't feel like. I don't care how you feel like. The word of God is still yes and amen. The God of heaven and earth. I know that day and them 2 hours that Tom went down and went down into that place. Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's time to pray. It's time to break through. It's time to rip up the kingdom of darkness and release prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A nice thing to say, but we say that God is in control of it all. Amen. But do we really understand the power of prayer? And that's really my question. You know, this COVID-19 and the things that are going on with it and the doors that it's really opened up to pray. You know what? I don't know how that thing could live through anything after people got done praying for me. I mean, I'd call up and I'd have literally whole prayer meetings praying for Dave Wagner, myself, Jacob, and our situation. There was nothing. And I mean death sentences. I mean, I would have hated to be COVID-19 as a person with that type of power and authority that God was putting against COVID-19. And we release prayer. And prophesying, it has no more power, it has no more authority. We take authority throughout the earth. In Jesus' name, what happens? You release something that you are the only one that can release it. Well, I hope Jesus releases it. Well, you have to release it. He gave you the power. He gave you the authority to release it in Jesus' name. But do we really understand the power of prayer? I want to. I certainly want to. Who is God? I guess I'd ask that question. Who is God? You know what? When you can have 20 days, 21, 22 days of laying around, you have a lot of questions that you can go through. There's times that you can sit down. Like I said, I've never sat for 21, 22 days except when I got in a car accident a long time ago. Hallelujah. And so I had that opportunity, and I was saying, God, what's our power? What's our force that we can rely on? And God said, when you pray to the God of heaven and earth, but do you really understand the power of prayer? God, I want to understand the power of prayer. God, I want to understand and give to anyone and everyone a message that will change our lives, that when we leave here today, that we'll not be the same, because the power of prayer gives us great, great power on earth and in heaven. Yes. Hallelujah. And so we can take that to the bank. Linda, we can take it to the bank in Jesus' name. We can agree together in heaven. We don't have to release anyone. Well, you know, they're just too far gone. I said, nothing's too far gone. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the God of heaven and earth answers our prayers. And so I was wondering, okay, so when we think about God, and okay, like I said, I had a lot of time to think. I was talking with Jen about it. I said, yeah, I had a lot of time to think about prayer. And I had a lot of time to think about, does prayer really work? I mean, really? Come on. I mean, in your situation, does prayer really work? I want to fight here. Hallelujah. I want to fight here. Does prayer work? Come on. Prayer works. And you know what? Sometimes maybe we take different avenues to get to the place that it's going to work. But prayer works. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I was thinking, okay, prayer works. Well, God, who are you to tell me that prayer works? You know, okay, you're laying there. You feel like you're not going to make it. 225,000 people didn't make it. And you're wondering if you're going to be the next one. Prayer works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I asked, who is God? And so I get this. God's the creator of heaven and earth. Wow. God is the creator of heaven and earth. God is the beginning and the ending of it all. God, the source of all that is. God, the creator of man. Who created you? God did. Oh, it was just a good plan and I was hatched. I come from an egg somewhere. I come from a mother. Hey, you know what? God planned your birth, your destiny, your thought, and he set you above. He set you above every force on the earth so that you could worship and praise the one that created you. Amen? I like that. God, the creator of man, the same God in all his power and majesty. This God stopped and listened when you pray. The God of all of that stops and listens to when you pray. You say, well, I don't know if I have to pray about that. Yeah, you should. Well, it doesn't seem to be such a big thing. Well, make it a big thing to pray about it. In Jesus' name, amen. Sons, your daughters, make it a big thing to pray about it. Say, well, I prayed about it. Well, let's not have it as a cliche. Let's have it as I prayed about it. And when Tom was laying and in the action of the whole thing, it's prayer. It's instant power from on high that is in you to rise up and to pray and say, miracles will happen now. And we already had the conference now. I don't know what's next, but I think next is that we're going to see prayer. We're going to see the intercession of what God is doing in the heavens on earth. And we're going to see men and women rising up and speaking the word of God and changing the situations in every aspect of their lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That is prayer. Hallelujah. And so we have to have a God. When I read this, who is God? God is the creator of heaven and earth. God is the beginning and the end. God is the source of all that is. God is the creator of man. The same God in all of his power and majesty. This God stops and he listens. Wow. Brody, just think about that. The God of heaven and earth and all of that stops. Toby, stops. And he listens. Mary, he listens, Jim. There's a cry from Mexico right now. They'll be looking for Jim and Mary to be that prayer that's called from northern Minnesota to go down and feed the children and get them Christmas gifts. Hallelujah. There's a call to Africa right now where the young kids have a well and the water's overflowing and they're drinking clean water and they're all excited about it. And Danny and Linda said, I have to answer the call. Yes. And you say, well, what would, you know, they could add their finances if they were going to fly over there and dedicate that well, and then they wouldn't have to go. And we're not about well drilling. We're about clean water and miracles from above. And the second well's on his way in Jesus' name. And we need to dedicate the first well. Linda, Linda's well. It's well with your soul. Hallelujah. Drink of the living water. Hallelujah. That's what prayer is all about. Hallelujah. You have been the instrument and the gift from God to answer those things. Amen. Praise God. God has given mankind an earthly license for heavenly interference. I like that, huh? Okay, God has given mankind an earthly license for heavenly interference. See, we go and we get to, well, we don't even get the permission. We already got the permission. But we're causing problems from the earth realm, because we're calling on heaven to come to earth, heaven to come to the situation, heaven to interfere, to come against the forces that want to discourage us, the forces that want to take us down and say, you cannot win. We can win, and we will win, because our voice and our prayer has great power in the heavenlies. Glory to God. You know what? I like to kind of just share this, just talking about it, but you know what? You need to shout about it. Amen. This is shouting stuff right here. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read some scriptures again. God has given mankind an earthly license for heavenly interference. And I was thinking about fishing, okay? The first time that I bought a license for fishing was this year, okay? I am 68. Am I 68? Well, whatever I am, you know, it's there somewhere. But you know, I bought a license. And I've got that license on me today, and I'm not going to take the license out, but it's right here. It's in this thing right here. So when I go down to the river, and I went down to the river yesterday, and it's ice on a river, and I'm just, for some reason, fishing kind of got into my blood. Maybe it was always there, I don't know. But I got a license, and I went down there yesterday, and it was ice out so far, probably from here to Jeff. And so I was out there casting, and I said, I don't know. And every time I pulled it in, my hook would hook on the ice, and then you had to pull the hook, and that would jump over on the deal. But then about the third time I cast it out, a northern hooked on to me, and I caught a fish. Yeah. Now, I didn't want to clean the fish. I didn't want to eat the fish. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to catch some fish. And so it was kind of like this, God, I really appreciate that. That was so much fun. That was so great. I caught a fish. And he knew. Now, I didn't go out there, God, send me the biggest northern that I've ever seen. I didn't say that. I just wanted to do something crazy, and I caught a fish. And you know what? When I got it up, the fish went like that and took off. It was gone. And I'm going, I didn't have to take it off the hook. I didn't have to do anything. And it was a license in my pocket that I didn't have to worry about a game warden coming over and saying, what are you doing? And I might even been, I don't even know if you can fish right now that way, but who knows? I still had a license. I knew that. And I caused interference to the fish kingdom because I had dominion over the fish kingdom in Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. And you know, in a couple of weeks, I could have a kingdom authority over the deer kingdom. She'd say, well, aren't you just overdoing all this stuff? Aren't you just, well, let's read. Let's read the word. God has given mankind an earthly license for heavenly interference. Come on, we're going in. We're going in. We're going to interfere with the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Whether we know it or not, you have the authority to change the world through prayer. Whether you know it or not, you have the authority to change things through prayer. Hallelujah. You're interrupting things that you shouldn't be monkeying with. You should not be in heaven messing with all these things and getting all this stuff all messed up. That the devil's saying, hey, you don't do that. And I'm just saying, we better do that. That's our authority. That's the power. That's what God's given us, whether we know it or not. Hallelujah. We have authority to change the world through prayer. We have the authority. Let's say it together. We have the authority. I kind of like that. Hallelujah. You know, being self-employed, you have the authority, but sometimes you don't want the authority. You'd like to give it to someone else so they could have the authority so you wouldn't have to put up with so much pressure. Hallelujah. Genesis 1, 26, 27, here comes the authority. Hallelujah. Then God said, who said? God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Who is he talking to? No. Oh, well, he's going to be talking to us, the heavenly guys. He was talking to the Father, and that was the Father. That was God the Father. And then he was talking to the Son. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then he was talking to the Holy Ghost, Danny. I mean, I'm not talking about when your wife is red-lined or blue-lined or whatever line she was on. You're needing to talk to more than Pastor Jake. You could have called me and I could have did everything I could have did and I would have prayed, Danny. But you got a hold of the one of heaven and earth. Right. The authority was given to him, to you. Yes. Hallelujah. So let us make man in our image, in our likeness. So what do we look like? When you look in the mirror in the morning, hi there, how are you doing? Well, I'm doing real good. Have you been feeling good? Yeah, well, feelings are not my favorite thing today, but yesterday was good, and tomorrow's going to be better. So praise God. We're living in the moment. Hallelujah. And then it goes, and let them. So it was them, us, talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hey, three in one, right? We're good Lutherans. Come on, work with us a little bit. Hallelujah. I've been a Lutheran for so long, I don't even know what to think. I love it. I'm a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost guy. Hallelujah. And let them, and now them are you. Them are me. And let them rule over the fish of the sea or sea forever. Birds of the air, I'm working on that, over the livestock, over the earth, and over every creature that moves along the ground. Right. What do we have authority over? And you know, the big thing is, we want God to have the authority, and he already got the authority, but he cannot function in the authority because he gave it to us. And you said, well, you know, God can do anything. He can do anything except God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God did not give himself authority over the earth. He gave authority to us over the earth. And you'd say, well, I'm waiting for God. God is a spirit. And he didn't tell us that spirits have authority over the earth. But a lot of times we give spirits authority over the earth. Come on, Jack. Giving a spirit authority over a game. No, we don't give that spirit authority. We take the authority. We are the authority. And we take it now in Jesus' name. Woo! I feel it, man. I'm feeling better. I'm getting healed. If I was sick, maybe it was for the next sickness that I wasn't going to get. In Jesus' name. Let them rule over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, over the livestock, over all of the earth. When you start praying on earth situations, things change immediately. Yes. Now, you probably not see it. You know, well, you know what? I'm going to pray for 15 minutes and that's enough. Hey, if you need to pray for a half hour, pray for a half hour. If you need to pray for 2.5 hours, 4 hours, pray for 2.5 or 4 hours. If you need to pray until you break through, pray until you break through. Come on. Come on. We have the authority. That is our authority. Shandarabasara. That is so powerful. Man, I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to preach this sometime. We need to take the mystery out of prayer. Oh, Father, if it's your will. If it's your will, Lord. Well, it is his will. Well, let's not go back to religion. It is God's will to do great and wonderful things for us. Amen? And we can pray for our wife's situation and a husband's situation or kid's situation. It's our authority. Hallelujah. And spiritual forces do not have the authority on the earth. You do. It's man. It's man has the authority. We walk in great authority. Do not let your sons and daughters go anywhere except to the authority that God has given you over their lives, because then you'll discover, let us make man in our image. What are we looking like? Like God's. Hallelujah. So let's take the mystery out of prayer, providing practical answers for difficult questions about communicating with God. I mean, we got difficult. I mean, it's difficult. Sometimes you go, God, why didn't you answer it this way? I had a year that I could have said, I lost my oldest son. I could have went and I could have questioned God on 1,000 different things. And don't you think I didn't? But you know what? God has given the authority, not to himself or anyone else except you. What are you going to do about the situation? How are you going to pray? How are you going to feel? It isn't about feeling. It's about saying, God, you're the God of heaven and earth. You're the God that created it all. And God, I'm serving you. All that God is and all that God has may be received through prayer. All that God is and all that God has may be received through prayer. Everything you need to fulfill your purpose on earth is available to you through prayer. Wow. that one line right there scares me. If I just keep that one line, it's available to us through prayer. Hallelujah. Jake and myself, we've been praying for each other. I look at him, he looks at me. He said, Jake, you're not looking very good. Your dad, you're not sounding very good. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're still here, and coronavirus is gone in Jesus' name. They gave it a death sentence. I had a call from Ashby. I had Pastor Steve Cornemont, Linda, the secretary. The whole prayer meeting took over our lives. And I'm not kidding you. It literally took us over. It was like Steve started prophesying the death of COVID-19 and all the forces that the enemy wanted to put and tried to take away our leadership. Yes. This is an attack on our leadership. It's an attack on the church. It's an attack on the church. But Jesus Christ has given us the authority on earth to do great and wonderful things through prayer. Be prepared to enter into the new dimension of faith. I said, be prepared to enter into the new dimension of faith, a deeper revelation of God's love. Wow. And a renewed understanding that your prayer can truly move the hand of God. He stops. Just think God stopping because you prayed.
Yes.
You stop. You stop, and God said, I'm listening, son. I'm listening, daughter. It's the best thing. You know what? I could die on this thing. Yeah. After this, looking at this, but I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. I probably get another 40 years because God showed me something that I need to scream about, jump about. Hallelujah. Be prepared to enter into a new dimension of faith, a deeper revelation of God, love, and a renewed understanding that your prayer can truly move the hand of God. I can truly move the hand of God today for my family, for my country, for the situations that we're in a political sense, in a natural sense, in a health sense. It can change. Because we have the power given to us from God Himself. We have the power that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has given us. In Jesus' name. The Lord said to pray in understanding and in the Spirit. When we start praying in the Spirit, some people say, well, I've never done that before. Well, man, I tell you what, if you haven't, come on over to the other side. It's a good thing, man. It's a great thing. We pray in the Spirit. We pray in understanding. We pray through the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. We pray through things that we don't understand always, but God is always moving on our behalf in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Today is a day that the prophetic areas are going to break through in this church like we've never seen it before. In fact, I was reading prophetic things, and I'm just going to give you, I've already given you an overload, but why not a little bit more? We've had the praise and worship. Again, God is bringing you to a place of praise, praise through wild and crazy praise. I love it. Hallelujah. I am going to release divine strategy. Do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate, but be persistent. Declare, decree, and proclaim. Do not remain silent. Let your praise go forth, and I will set an ambush for the enemy. COVID-19 and anything relating to it, we put you to death in Jesus' name. Let the worship go forth, and I will send the wind, for there is coming a wind of worship out of this place in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare the Community Church International, the Jacobsons United Team International, is established and has established an apostolic resource center, not just a sending center, not just a training center, but a resource center to be able to release people, place, and things into destiny, into purpose. This has been a hidden treasure. There are going to be things that are going to start here first. And there's several other prophetic things. I love reading prophetic things because they're so powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Tom, this is the time. Brother Jim, Mary, this is the time. Leadership, this is the time. Kids, this is the time. It's never been a time like this. Parents, release your blessings upon your kids. You have the authority. It's been given to you. The enemy can do nothing except run. And let's put them on the run. Amen. and all the stuff that's going on, all the negativity that's trying to shift to earth realm. Well, we have inheritance from heaven, an interference that's causing things on the earth. And whether it be precedential, whether it be whatever it needs to be, let's release it. This week, this year, this month, yes. In Jesus' name, would you please stand? Father, I thank you, Lord, for each person here. Danny's got something going on, but each person right now, could you raise your hands? I just believe that there's a mandate that God's wanting to put upon you right now and your kids and your family. I believe that God is saying that it was given to them, and we are the them. And God set it out of the heavenlies and said, this is the way it's going to be on earth. And so when we pray, and whatever we pray, you say, well, you know, if a fish that I let go yesterday, I think it was just a God thing. He sent the fish and the fish escaped. Praise God, it didn't have to take off the hook. You know what? God can do anything. Amen. And so I just want you to know that. And in this season of time, I believe the next is on us. The now to the next is on us. For the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to see signs and wonders. Linda, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare signs and wonders over you, over your situation, over everything. He said that he would give them, and you are the them. Just like you and me, we are the them, and we're standing in the them. And he said he'd give all authority on earth as it is in heaven, and that authority is upon you right now in Jesus' name. Let's stretch our hands this way. Let's just stretch it towards Linda right now. Hallelujah. All the authority that is given through them, through the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, come upon Linda right now. And God, that authority It's established in heaven, it's settled on earth, and it's an amen, and so be it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We release it. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we ask, Lord, for each family right here will grab a hold of this thing and run with it. When you start praying, and whatever you pray, expect it to happen. Write it down. Testify of it after it happens. It'll be a great, it's a great thing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So Danny, you got something going.
All right. Jeremy, could you get the well clip? Do you have it? The final one where they actually show the well?
Oh.
Running? While I'm talking, okay? You know, we've been in the hospital. Tom's been in the hospital. Lynn's been in the hospital in the last month. We have two miracles standing in this congregation. Two miracles. Well, three or four. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. But hallelujah. Just prior to Lynn having the situation, God gave me a verse, and it says, there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. No weapon. You know, the devil planned two funerals. The devil planned two funerals. But we have two miracles standing in our midst. Well, we got lots of them. You know, when I was in the hospital with Lynn, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't fearful. There was only one time when that blue light came on in the room, and within 15 seconds, there was 20 people in that room working on my wife. That was the only time that I was ever afraid. But perfect peace casts out all fear. Perfect peace. You know, and talking to Tom, You know, he said, I didn't feel any pain. Well, why didn't he? Because his God has been watching over him. You know, the devil has an assignment, and that's to rob, kill, and destroy. That's his job. But God has other plans. God has other plans. Look at Mary. Look at Deb. Pastor Jake, Lynn, Tom, every single Jeff, you know, we're miracles walking. We're miracles walking. You know, and all we need to do is simply reach out and say, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you have it, Jeremy? The waters, and I guess this well being dug is a miracle. When God told me, dig me a well, I'm going, God, come on. Come on. But you know what? I have lots of friends. I have lots of family. And you know what? With God, all things are possible. Yes. United Team International. Friends, family, you did it. You did it. We have a well that's drilled in a village in Uganda in Africa. And the children and the mothers no longer have to get water out of a slough to drink. They have living water, fresh living water. And so this is going to change the life of that community. It's going to totally change it. How are we doing, Jeremy? Can you find it? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you before. I should have told you before. There we go. That's okay. Just read the words because the pastor is saying that. You wouldn't understand it anyway. So read the...
Kugana primary school, amazi tuwade tugeetaga ngabe kyalo. Twagala okwebaza Katonda olw'omukisa gw'amazzi agatuweereddwa. Gagenda kuba gayamba ekkanisa, gagenda kuba gayamba essomero, gagenda kuba gayamba community yonna. Ate era omukisa gw'enjawulo gwe tumanyi gwe twafunye n'abali badde batannaba kutegeera Kristo, abadde batannamanya ku Yesu, nabo omukisa weeguli bajja kuba bafuna amazzi. Bwe banajja okufuna amazzi, bajja kwongera kijja kuba kibe. Bajja kuba bafuna omukisa gw'okukkiriza Kristo. Bategere obulungi bwa Kristo. Bamanye obulungi bwa Kristo era bajja kuweerwa omukisa. Mulinya lya mukama wafe Yesu. Twebaza nnyo aba United.
You know, Jeremy, can you stop it? It goes on. You know, the people of that village thank United Team International for what they did. They drilled a well. The children will never be the same. They'll never be the same. You know, and we serve a great God. And hopefully, the beginning of December, Lynn and I and Willie will be going to Uganda to dedicate the well. And also to attend a wedding of Pastor Vincent while we're there. That is our hope, and we're praying in that direction. And God willing, we will be there. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jake.
I hope that everything goes great this week for you. Remember what God has promised us through His Word. And it wasn't only Him, it was God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wow. I want you to walk in the fullness of God, because He's ready to do signs, wonders, and miracles for each one of us in the new season ahead. And I really encourage you to pray for your family and your kids and everything. Just release things upon them, and you'll see the signs and wonders that we're always looking for. I love signs and wonders.
Yes.
God bless you. May you have a great, great week in Jesus. Have a wonderful time at your job. Change, if the atmosphere is not good, change it. Hallelujah. If the temperature isn't warm enough, call it up. Become a thermostat and burn it up some. So God bless you. Have a good one. Amen. God bless. Yeah.